This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. And Andy, welcome. Welcome to 2024.
Yes, happy new year, Bill, and all the Red Sox listeners out there. And we're getting closer and closer to spring training.
No, I know. It's unbelievable. We'll get to that in just a moment, Andy. But I know you have a lot of blockbuster Red Sox signings to share with us, right?
Oh, they certainly are, no doubt. You can't wait to hear all about this. The Red Sox have avoided arbitration with four players that were eligible. Nick Pivetta, pitcher, agreed to a one-year, $7.5 million contract. Outfielder Tyler O'Neill gets a one-year, $5.85 million deal. Catcher Reese McGuire agreed to a one-year, $1.5 million contract. And pitcher John Schreiber picks up a one-year, $1.175 million deal. And those signings right there are going to make you want to run right over to Fenway and get your World Series tickets.
Oh, man. But, Andy, what about getting regular season tickets or spring training tickets or those things?
Well, spring training tickets are on sale, and now tickets from opening day through June 5th are now on sale. So if you have a need to get to Fenway through much of the freezing spring around here, feel free. Tickets are there waiting for you.
What is the deal with that? They're only open through June 5th? That
yeah,
never happened before.
That's all about why they're just kind of splitting the season up as, oh, you can buy tickets through June 5th, and you have to wait a little longer to get them when the weather gets better. Maybe they think they're going to sign someone big, and people get all excited. They'll jack the prices up or something after that. Who knows what they're operating over there at this point?
Yeah, you know, that's what I was just thinking. I mean, even if they didn't sign anybody by let's say, middle of May or June, you know, that let's say they're way up in first place, then tickets, they could jack the prices up legitimately, right? There you go.
Yeah, who knows what they're going to do.
Yeah, those two scenarios are pretty unlikely, I think. All right. Hey, we're getting very close to this departure of equipment, right?
Yeah, truck day is set for February 5th at Fenway. And of course, if you remember back in the day, that used to be covered by all the TV stations on that morning when the tractor trailer would leave Fenway Park and head for Fort Myers. I don't think you'll be seeing any major coverage these days when that happens. I'm sure one station will probably have something going on down there. But,
Andy, I think you're wrong. I think they're still going to do that. What if it's a slow news day? What if there's no fires or, you know, whatever? You know,
it's going to have to be a really slow news day, that's for sure. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think all that excitement has gone by the wayside. But the truck leaves February 5th, so if you want to make plans accordingly now, you can do so and go put your chair on the street and you can get a prime spot. No doubt about it.
Oh, man. I'm gonna argue with you on this. I'm going to bet that the TV stations are all over this come February.
All right. Well, we will make a bet on that and see what happens. But
fair enough.
If you want to go a little further, the pitchers and catchers have their first workout on February 14th, first full squad workouts February 19th, and then the first spring training game is the annual exhibition game against Northeastern. That'll be on Friday, February 23rd.
All right, so there's a huge event coming up involving the Red Sox this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, I have my tickets already. I'll tell you that. The Red Sox are doing away with the town hall segment of the winter weekend at MGM Springfield this weekend after ownership was booed last year. So you can head over to Springfield this weekend, tonight, and then tomorrow for the winter weekend festivities instead of the town hall meeting that they had last year. Nesson's Tom Caron and former Red Sox closer and current Nesson commentator Jonathan Papelbon will host the Cinco Ocho show tonight. Don't have a clue as to what that means, but you can head on over to Springfield tonight and try to check it out. Tickets are still available for this weekend festivity at $95. What a bargain.
Are you kidding me? $95 for Red Sox winter weekend?
And what does that get you? I don't know. Not much of anything.
You don't even get a chance to boo anymore.
You can't even boo for the $95. I mean, that would make it well worth it, I think, on my end. But, I don't. There'll be people there, believe it or not. I mean, it'll be covered on Nesson tomorrow morning live, and you can watch all the nonsense. But I just don't understand why people run out to this. It just makes no sense to me whatsoever. But, again,
I mean, I could see $20. I don't know, but anyways.
Yeah, I guess, something like that would be a little more reasonable. But, yeah, for $95, what are you getting for that, please?
Oh, man. Well, no wonder they were booed last year for $95 for that. Okay, Andy, before we jump into the Major League Baseball news, I got to ask you, what's the deal with the Red Sox radio booth here? They're advertising for a radio announcer for Red Sox Radio. So what's the deal? What can you share with me?
I've already sent my resume in, but I don't think I'm going to get the job. But, that was kind of a surprising posting to see a few weeks ago. It came up that they have that spot open. I'm not really sure how that's all going to play out with Dave Fleming. If he obviously has been the number two guy along with Joe Castiglione. I don't know if his role is going to be lessened or maybe Castiglione's output is going to be lessened in the booth as well as he's getting up in years and maybe wants to do less. I don't know. But, yeah, there's been really no further follow-up to that story since that posting was put out there. So that'll be interesting to see if someone does get hired. They claim they just want to strengthen their broadcasting roster for what that's worth.
Well, that can't be accurate. Okay.
So something's going on in the booth. We just don't know what it is yet.
All right, let's get to the Major League Baseball news, Andy. This is where you enlighten all of us with all these notes from around MLB. So what do you have for us?
Well, since we last spoke, the Braves signed former Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale to a two-year, $38 million contract extension. The deal now gives Sale $16 million for this year, and he'll get $22 million in 2025. And you could probably put a bet on in Vegas that he is going to probably win the Cy Young Award either this year or next year just to prove the Red Sox wrong, like other former pitchers that we've had in our camp before that have left town. The Yankees, they've signed outfielder Juan Soto to 1 year, $31 million contract, as well as agreeing to a two-year, $37 million deal with starting pitcher Marcus Stroman. And the Cubs made a free agent splash by agreeing to a deal with left-handed starting pitcher Shota Imanaga from Japan, 4 years, $53 million.
Well, this is all very refreshing for me, Andy, because for the last couple of weeks, it's just been Belichick, Belichick, Belichick. And so this is a little bit different, so that's cool.
Yeah, mixing up a little bit.
All right, but there's more, right?
Oh, of course there is. Former Red Sox catcher Sandy Leone has agreed to a minor league deal with the Royals. The Cardinals have hired former Red Sox chief baseball officer Chaim Bloom as a special advisor. And elsewhere, Dusty Baker's returned to the Bay Area after joining the Giants for a fourth stint with the team. This time as a special assistant in the front office, the 74-year-old Baker managed the Giants from 1993 to 2002 before working as an advisor in 2018 and 2019. Baker also played for the Giants in 1984.
Yeah, so he leaves managing and now becomes a special advisor for the Giants?
Yeah, well, hey, just keeps his thumb in the pie and stays in the game with a little pushing some paper around in the office there and, you know, light lifting, that's for sure.
Yeah, but making some big money, I'm sure, too.
Oh,
all right.
Sure. All right. Can't go wrong with that.
No, not at all. What else?
Well, we talked about the situations in the broadcast booth just a minute ago for the Red Sox, but now the Brewers, Marlins, Rays, Royals, and Tigers are going to have all their games streamed on TV on Amazon Prime. So that puts a different wrinkle into how you can access games, especially if you're a fan of one of those teams in those markets. Games no longer on any kind of free TV or even cable. You have to get a streaming service to watch the game. So that's something that could be coming down the road for all teams in the future and all sports. Certainly not a good sign on my side.
No, not at all. So we'll have to talk about that on another day, I think. Yeah,
very good. That has plenty of layers of that onion, and I don't like it at all. That's for sure.
Anything else, Andy, for us this week?
Yeah, in Chicago, Guaranteed Rates Fields Day may be numbered. Reports say the White Sox having discussions about building a new stadium in the South Loop. There's a 60-acre area known as the 78 that's being considered. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf put out a joint statement acknowledging the team is exploring options for future stadium site, but they didn't offer any other specifics. And a Texas restaurant is doing what it can to persuade free agent pitcher Jordan Montgomery to stay with the Rangers. Hurtado Barbecue is offering Montgomery free barbecue for life. He stays in Arlington.
What a
they really need the free barbecue after signing a big free agent contract. I don't think that's going to really push the needle for him to stay with the Rangers to get some free barbecue. But that's an interesting ploy by a local restaurant to keep him with the Rangers.
No, I love it. I love it. Yeah. I mean, what a great marketing idea that was. Probably got a little publicity on that. You know, I mean, if I had a Dunkin' Donuts, I'd offer him free coffee, too, you know, for the rest of it. You know what I mean? Why not?
Can't pass that up.
Maybe not donuts, but coffee. I'd do the coffee. You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. All right. All right, Andy. So one last question here for you. What's the most needed item that the Red Sox need on their roster?
Starting pitching. That's the basic need right now in free agent pitchers have been falling by the wayside, getting scooped up by other teams, so there aren't a lot of options left for the Red Sox to even consider. A couple big names like Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery still out there, but obviously the Red Sox don't seem to want to be spending the big money, so I don't see them obviously in on any of those pitchers. So something might have to come via trade, maybe trade a few prospects to get some frontline starting pitching to come in to the Red Sox. But that's still a major issue right now. They've kind of possibly solidified the second base situation with that trade to get Vaughn Grissom from the Braves in the Chris Sale deal. But they still need a power-hitting outfielder as well. The outfield is kind of thin on power at the moment. They're still in talks with Adam Duvall, who was played some outfield in DH last year for the Red Sox. But so I would say starting pitcher is one, and then a right-handed power hitter would be number two, preferably in the outfield.
Well, I think in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be very optimistic about the 2024 Red Sox, don't you think? Yeah.
Like I said, get all the tickets you want. They're out there right now. Go grab them.
All right, you got it. All right, there he is, our MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.